And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We drove a couple of cars here recently. I have one. Richard, you do as well. I'll let you start. You drove a 2023 Volvo XC90 Recharge, which essentially is a plug-in SUV. Am I right?
Correct. Yep, it's a plug-in hybrid SUV on their biggest SUV platform, which can seat seven, depending on you how you outfit it, which we'll talk about in a second. But yeah, plug-in hybrid, Dad, for Volvo's kind of top-of-the-line premium, you know, premium SUV. This is luxury product, Dad. You can get these cars anywhere from, I guess, about $73,000 to about $81,000, which okay. is the car that we drove. Again, that plug-in hybrid. You're able to get about 40 miles on one charge, and you can plug that in overnight. And you're not going to quite get it from 0 to 40 kind of in a 12-hour time frame, but you'll probably get it from 0 to 25 or 30 or so, which is, again, for a lot of people, probably would work, right, depending on your commute and where you're traveling to. And I actually think that's kind of the future. Outside of that, their engine technology, obviously, it's integrated. It goes to a hybrid mode. Once the battery drops below a certain threshold. And that actually works, too, because it's got a pep and step. Especially here at our altitude, you meet that with kind of the electric drive system, and it really gets up and goes. You can merge into traffic really well, not have any issues. It's nice and quiet on the inside. About my only complaints on the car, Dad, are, and I'll just say it, obviously my wife's car is a little bit bigger, one of the larger kind of body-on-frame SUVs that's out there. I'm used to that, but I always like to get into these other cars, and it just takes a little bit getting used to because the seats are smaller. The room is smaller. That third row is really not meant for a full-size adult by any means, or even potentially a full-size child, right? Just depending on how old, how big your kid is, they're going to struggle to get in that third row. Granted, it does have a third row in case of an emergency sort of situation, but ultimately, I'm not sure I would use that for long road trips. Outside of that, that's a great car. You have to be the judge if you kind of if the money works right for you. But you and I have talked about that, and quick opinion on this. The plug-in hybrid kind of variations of these cars versus the full electric is probably the way to go, especially on these heavier, larger SUVs, right?
I agree. I think it works very well. We talked about that a little bit even last week and just in general. And, I do think that's a great technology. I think that gives them an edge, by the way, at times. And I think, it works very, very well.
And again, like I said, folks, if you're scared of the battery, whatever, you don't even have to plug it in each side if you don't want to. You can just drive this car traditionally how you want to. It's got over 350 miles of range, just obviously with kind of fuel in the tank or even a little bit more, and then depending on how you drive it. So if you're interested, folks, encourage you, head to your local Volvo dealer, test drive it, and I really do encourage you to do that. Test drive it. Get your family in it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.